Welcome back for another episode of Twisted News, guys. I'm Andrew, and thanks for tuning in. For today, we have a sort of PSA story that you need to be aware of. We all deal with email and phone scams on a daily basis, but this new one that's being pulled off is freaky, because even though the person on the other end may sound like your friend or loved one, it's just AI. After that, we're on to a heist story involving a thief and a helicopter, and since it's on our channel, it's safe to say things did not end well. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Terrifying Phone Scams from AI. Hopefully you haven't experienced it, but one of the more terrifying things a person can experience is a frantic and distressing call from a loved one. The feeling of hopelessness is instant because there's distance between the caller and receiver. That feeling only intensifies when the call is extremely urgent and needs immediate action. This is a good part of the reason why, for as long as telephones have been in use, phone scams have been prevalent. During the time when analog phones were most common, there were scams and prank phone calls happening all the time. Perhaps even you as a kid took part in pranks. In the late 90s, there were even people who did this for a living on the radio. In terms of scams back then, people could pretend to be the police or someone from a hospital saying that a loved one was jailed or hurt, that they needed money to be brought to them, or they'd come by for it. If said loved one wasn't at their house and the person being scammed tried to reach out to them there, it only solidified that they were, in fact, in trouble, and so it was easy for them to fall prey. It was because of all this that caller ID and Star 69 were created, all out of necessity. And now that everyone has a phone, scammers play a numbers game using technology to automatically dial up thousands of people each day. I'm sure you understand from the many junk calls you probably receive on the daily. Once in a while, they get someone vulnerable to fall for it, and so they get their money by pretending to be from the IRS or whoever really. And now the scamming has evolved once again. Picture this for a moment, if you please. You receive a call from a number you recognize. It belongs to a loved one, a mom, sister, spouse, whoever. You answer the call, getting riled up quickly by the panic and distress in their voice, and then they tell you that they urgently need your assistance, and the best and quickest way you can help is by sending money via a wire transfer. Or in a different, but still pressure-filled scenario, maybe you work for a company and your boss orders you to pay a supplier or to transfer a certain amount of money for a transaction. Now, because there's no doubt that you know the person on the other end of the line, in any of those scenarios, you do what's needed, no questions asked. What you don't know, though, is that you've already fallen for an elaborate, sophisticated scam that authorities have dubbed as voice cloning or deep voice technology, which is reminiscent of the deepfake technology you've likely seen, where an existing video or image can be replaced by another person's image or likeness. This technology can be so seamless that many people have questioned what's real and what's not, just like these calls. The FTC has released an alarming notice just recently about these new and terrifying phone scams. On the agency's Consumer Alert page published on their website on March 20th, consumer education specialist Alvaro Pugh explained that this scheme starts with just an audio recording of a person speaking that's available online, like a video on any social media platform like TikTok or Facebook. Then using a voice cloning program, scammers will be able to make up an alarming or urgent story using the voice of someone the targeted victim knows so well. The program doesn't even need a long audio sample. Just about 30 seconds is enough to clone a person's voice. To make these phone scams even more believable, it's also reported that scammers use caller ID spoofing, where they're able to transmit false information to your caller ID, making it seem like you're receiving a call from a trusted number. Officials from the FTC said it's so convincing that in 2022 alone, more than $11 million in losses were attributed to phone scams just like this. In 2019, Scammers were able to swindle almost $250,000 by pretending to be the CEO from the German parent company of an energy firm based in the UK. The head of the UK firm didn't hesitate to do as they were told, as he recognized his boss's slight German accent and the familiar melody in his voice. Only to find out, much too late, that it was a sophisticated scheme involving artificial intelligence and voice cloning. There was also a similar incident that happened in Hong Kong in 2020, where a bank manager was convinced to transfer huge sums of money as requested by a client whom he'd personally met previously. He not only recognized the man's voice, but the phone call itself was backed up by emails, which made the requested transaction all the more convincing. The impersonator was asking for $35 million in bank transfers. Investigations later revealed that this sophisticated scheme possibly involved around 17 individuals, and the transferred money was pilfered to different banks worldwide. If people aren't aware, perhaps much more money will be stolen in 2023. If you do receive one of these calls that requests a money transfer or unusual purchase of cryptocurrency or gift cards, remain calm. End the call and check back first with the person to confirm if they actually requested the transaction. Make sure to also report the fraud transaction to help the agencies apprehend these scammers. Stay vigilant out there, my friends, and be smart. Number 2. Thief crashes helicopter. Crime fails are prevalent, and while many can be almost comical because they fail so hard, others leave investigators baffled, unable to really comprehend why or how the crime was committed in the first place. And sometime between 2 and 3 in the morning on March 15th, a helicopter crashed at the Sacramento Executive Airport in California. The impact was so powerful that several other aircrafts in the hangar near the crash site were severely damaged. Witnesses described how the terrifying crash happened when they saw the Bell 429 helicopter coming in hot, descending on its side before its blade struck the ground and shattered before the body came to a spinning stop. When police arrived at the 6100 block of Freeport Boulevard, they saw the expensive damages, but surprisingly, no one was around or in the chopper. During the investigation, surveillance caught a suspect on the property attempting to break into four other helicopters before he got access to one. This person succeeded on the 7,500-pound machine owned by Capital Helicopters, but once they got up in the air, immediately crashed it before even really taking off. They managed to evade serious injury, discovery, and arrest. In fact, authorities were also unable to find any traces of injury from the pilot or any other passengers from that aircraft. During an interview with the press, FBI Special Agent in Charge, Sean Regan, said that the motive for the heist could be anything, from the possibility of someone wanting to commit a crime using the copter or even just wanting to take it for a joyride. Recent reports reveal that the authorities have now identified a person of interest thanks to several leads, including that surveillance footage. However, information about the POI remains classified, and the Bureau is still in pursuit of the individual. There may be a lot of factors as to what happened during mid-flight that caused the chopper to crash. Witnesses described it as dramatic, but it's also equally curious because one could only speculate that this person had no idea what they were doing or how to fly a helicopter. Maybe they played a lot of video games or simulators and wanted to test out their skills. Maybe they thought it would be easier than it is. Or maybe, just maybe, they weren't thinking about anything much at all. The world is a crazy place, and Twisted News is always here to show you why. So there were a couple of the most intriguing stories that we have for you guys this week. Remember, if you want some more creepy stuff from us that's uncensored, go check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/scarymysteries. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.